We're doing Pirkei Avot to Rabbeinu Yonah. Hu haya omer, Hillel, he used to say, Im ein ani li mili. If I don't fend for myself, who will? Ukshani la'atzmin, if my focus is only on myself, mani, then what am I worth? Vim lo achshav, vim atayin, if not now, then when? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Im lo ochiach atzmi she'azarez atzmi b'mitzvot. What does it mean, Im ein ani li mili, if I don't fend for myself? If I don't take time to deal with myself, I need to push myself to do what's right. Mili, who's going to look out for me? Lochicheni u'zalzeni. Who's going to bother rebuking me and telling me, be quicker about it? Kiziruz achrim tovu lefi shah. Because if someone else comments, you know, you should be doing this quicker. So that lasts for a short period. But if a person takes time to arouse himself every day, he stops and thinks, what's my purpose here? What am I doing here? So then he will continue growing. If you're waiting for someone else to rebuke you, that's short-lived. And if your heart really wants to grow in Avodat Hashem, so then you don't forget it. And that's the correct path. He says it's not talking about the physical world, it's talking about the spiritual world. And if a person doesn't take time and doesn't focus on developing himself, no one else is going to do it for him. Sometimes a Rebbe will say something, sometimes a parent will say something, but that's not it. At the end of the day, you got to work on yourself. And if you work on yourself, that's consistent in the long run. And when I actually focus on developing myself, I still don't reach a thousandth, 1.001% of what I'm supposed to do. Umashlu, our sages gave an allegory. Mashal amal dome, the melech shenatan tzadeu la'avadav. A king gave his field to the servants. Ufasak imhem b'shloshim kur l'shana. And he agreed, he's giving them the volume of 30 kur every year for their work. Tachu ba'arbe v'viu lo chamisha kurim. So, they're getting this huge paycheck for working the field. They work really hard. And then they produce from the field 5 kur. Amar lehem ha-melech. The king says, wait a second, I'm supposed to pay you 30 grand. You're producing 5 grand. I know you work hard, but this doesn't work. Amru lo adoni ha-melech, sadesh natata lanu ziburit hayta. So the servants say, you know, you gave us a field that's not so good. It doesn't produce such good crops. Tarachnu ba'arbeh, we really worked hard. Ve'lo ha'inu yecholim lotzi mimena yotem chamesh tkurin. And as hard as we work, we couldn't produce more than 5. So the king agreed to pay them their wages, 30, and they end up producing 5. Kach amar kadosh amru lefanei hakadosh baruch hu. So too, humanity says before God, Yetzara shenatata lanu minureinu rahu. You put this inclination within us, which is bad. Shenemar, as the verse says, Yetzar lev ha'adam ra minureiv. From the time a person is a youth, so his inclinations are bad. And even when a person works hard to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, he ends up coming short. He comes up short. He doesn't do everything he should. That's what the verse says. God knows our desires, and He remembers that we are but dirt. If it wouldn't be for the Yetzer Hara that really takes hold of man, even if a person weren't working hard, he'd accomplish many mitzvos. Like a very good field, even if you don't work too hard, if the field is a good field, it'll produce nonetheless. But now that he knows that even if he works hard, he won't accomplish too much, because he knows he has a Yetzer Hara to contend with. And even more so, if a guy doesn't work, so he's going to end up coming up clean. He'll have nothing. It's like a poor field. If you don't work hard and you don't fertilize and plow, you're not going to get anything from that field. So that's what we're like. If you don't work hard, then nothing good really comes out of us. That's what the verse says. King Solomon describes, I walked by the field of someone who was lazy. I walked by the vineyard of a man who lacked heart. V'inei, alachu lo kimishonim, kisuf anav charulim. I see that thorns grew all over it. V'geder avanav ne'erasa, I see that it's been overtaken with weeds. The gate has been destroyed. So that's the description of man. If man doesn't take time to take care of himself, so the weeds of his heart overtake the field. If you don't stop to think where you should invest your time, you end up investing your time in places you later regret. So that description of the lazy person whose field is totally destroyed is a description of man. If man doesn't take himself into his hands, so he will find himself destroyed. Destroyed spiritually.
It's a tough one, because sometimes the king pays you anyway and you can fool yourself. If you're blessed with a certain amount of intelligence, good family, you live in the right country, you know, you go with the flow, sort of, and you don't realize you're not accomplishing anything. You were already born at this level. But that's, you can be misled. I didn't follow completely, but one of the examples was, you know, okay, you only do 5, you could have done 30, but it gives you anyway, or something.
So, right, the mashal was very interesting, because the king has a complaint, you should have produced more. And they say, yeah, but the field was so bad. So he seems to say that that's the human being. Yeah. He has potential to do more.
He makes a horror or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's no one's potential. It's real. Especially since maybe Hashem gives you even greater when you reach a certain. But we have to rationalize, you know, I mean, that's the scary part. You know, someone may think, I've done okay. And you get paid. What do you mean? I gave you all this and this is what you accomplished. On the other hand, somebody who started here maybe looks at some gadolim and says, I did nothing. Maybe he did pretty good. Who knows?
I think we all have. That's what he's saying. You may not need me. If I'm not going to start focusing on developing myself, it's just not going to happen.
I think that's what we're here for, right? The character improve. Otherwise, same. Yeah. So I don't dispute that that's the purpose.
Like,
to get lost.
Following that mushroom, like you're saying that the bad field is like the Yetzirah, right? And
I think we're the bad field.
We're the bad field, so what is the Yetzirah representing here? Like
the Yetzirah is what makes the field bad, yeah, all the weeds that are gone.
Otherwise, we're angels, right? We're not people.
But if he's still given the what do you say, 30,000, then it's almost like as if saying, like, okay, you're right, you know, the Yetzirah is there, that's fine. Like, it doesn't seem like it's, like, telling you that, I mean, later on, like, I guess it's kind of saying, but, like, that they can overcome you, but, like, if he's still giving the 30,000, what's the incentive to, you know, plow the field and make it good, fertilize it, whatever, you know what I mean, to, like, overcome the Yetzirah, if at the end of the day you're still getting the 30,000.
Right, so I think Pasaki Mahem could mean that's what he agreed to pay them.
Okay.
The Pasaki Mahem could also mean that's what he agreed that they would produce. So I think that rereading it, maybe over here the Medrash means that he agreed with them they would produce 30, and after a lot of work they only produced 5.
Okay.
And then he came and said, what's going on? We agreed you'd produce 30, and they said, yeah, but it was a really bad field. We worked really hard, and this was the best we could do. So the Rabban Shalom gave us the Yetzer Hara, and as hard as we work, we don't reach our potential. Hashem says, you could have made 30. Why didn't you? And we say, hey, it was so hard. Look at the Yetzer Hara.
Born in Duluth, Minnesota. Everybody was at Christmas trees. I managed to light a Hanukkah candle. Now you're giving me a hard time because I didn't do this.
So I was kind of saying, but your maximum potential, so that's why they're still giving you
30? I don't think so. I think that if the king agreed with them on 30, then they could have done it. Meaning, we always look at all the hard work and say, I worked really hard. But the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what we could have really done. Just
that's
like
scary
saying, we cut ourselves short.
Didn't get the 30 then?
What?
As you read it over again, you're saying you didn't get the 30?
I'm not, 30? Maybe the Pasaki Mehem means he agreed, the agreement was that they would produce 30.
So that's what you said earlier. Like you said that they agreed to produce 30 and then they produced 5 and then they said, okay, but
well, but
know,
we
I
couldn't do
hard.
Better. We worked hard.
Yeah, and then he said, but then, so in the end they gave him the 30 anyway, he said after that.
No, so I'm saying, over here, it doesn't say he gave him anything. Saying that was the agreement. He says, hey, wait a second, but you were supposed to produce that.
Okay.
You were supposed to produce the 30.
You're allowed to fall, just have to pick yourself up, right? I mean, it's the regular thinking fall 7 times. So it's not like when you fail, you just say, I'm no good. The heck with it. That's the danger. That's the Yetzirah, I think.
Yeah, the problem is when you need a crane to lift you up after you fall.
You know, you're in Bombay here. It's as close to a crane as we're going to get. I don't know. What can I say? I mean, you're obviously
they bring in the truck with the 18 wheels.
There are lots of things I don't understand. I mean, the idea that does that mean everybody who could have made it, everybody, I mean, this whole talk, some people say, Yetzirah, I can maybe understand, Sitchahark or whatever, that I have no clue. Huh?
Yetzirah is when you do something and then it says, didn't do it.
That's the other danger, but that's the one hand is to be too easy on yourself. The other hand is to be too hard on yourself. So you have to make a rav and talk.
It's hard, yeah.
Happy medium. But that's.
Stick it out in the back of papers. A happy medium.
I see. Like say a happy medium. That's real. I think.
But then, ומפני זה שמח התעוררות אחרים התעוררות עצמו ואמר אם אין אני לי מי לי ואם לא אתרח ועורר את עצמי לחזור אחר מצוות אשר מהן ריקן. So the first thing Hillel said is if I won't arouse myself to actually pursue מצוות I'll remain empty. שאף כשאני לעצמי ותורח בהן, because even if I work on myself, אני משיג לחלק קטן מכמה חלקים. Hillel said, וכשאני לעצמי, when I work hard on myself, מה אני? I'm like the servant who produces 5 when he should have produced 30. ומה אני משיג אם לא אתרח כלל? So that's a warning Hillel used to remind himself, I better work hard because even when I work hard, I don't get near my potential. I don't get where I was supposed to. So if I don't work, so then בכלל I'm a lost cause. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation of Hillel's advice. Let's see how long that is. That's long, so we'll finish with that next week.
The other room's open.